From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Erdogan says the EU will pay the price. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has intensified his dispute with European nations. He says the EU will pay the price for not allowing Turkish ministers to campaign with Turks, living there for an April referendum in Turkey. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte barred Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu from flying to Rotterdam. Over the weekend, Dutch riot police clashed with thousands of Turkish government supporters in Rotterdam as they gathered outside the Turkish consulate to show their support for President Erdogan, who's trying to push through next month's referendum to expand his power. Police officials say a car bomb exploded on a busy street in Somalia's capital Monday, killing at least six people. Authorities say the explosion took place near a hotel in Mogadishu. Reuters news agency says the hotel was not affected by the blast, but the explosion damaged a nearby house. No claim of responsibility for the bombing. However, the militant group Al-Shabaab has frequently targeted hotels and markets during its decade-long insurgency. An Al-Qaeda-linked group called the Levant Liberation Committee has claimed responsibility for twin blasts near holy shrines frequented by Shiites in the Syrian capital of Damascus. 74 died, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. In a separate development, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has vowed that his army will continue an offensive against Islamic State in their capital of Raqqa, even as a rival U.S.-coordinated Kurdish force prepares an all-out assault on the same extremist stronghold. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This